רב יחנה משום נפשים בן יחוי מיועים שבור הקודש ברוך הוא את העולם לא יהיה אודם שקורו לקודש ברוך הוא אודם. He nobody called that Kodesh Baruch Hu with this name of Odin, Hashem, like we say, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Odin. At Shabu Avram, the Kor Odin, Shinemar, Vayomir Adoni, Vameida Ki Yerushenu. He was the first one to say with this Lashon, like Rashi says, Adoni Elohim, Siv the Aleph Dalet. That was the first one to written with this Aleph Dalet. So say this, in Tayyidu Vok Siv, Berech Hashem, Olokei Shem, I said before that in Psukim, Yishloim Ados, the name of Aleph Dalet, Shuloshin Adnu. They said, yeah, they said Hashem's name. In other words, people were masking the such a zach of Hashem, the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But Lashon Adnus means that he is the Odin. He has the complete power and the complete rule over the world. That they were marked until Avram Avinu came. Avram, he was the first one like to be Mamnach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world, but the Torah is an Odin. Like we have a master over us. That was the kind of Avram Avinu. Omer Rav, after Neil, even Daniel, Lenena didn't have a schus to be entered, Ela Bishvil Avram, with the same meter that he called Hashem Avnus. Shenema v'yater shema l'keinu v'atfilas avdecho, v'yaltach nuna v'or p'necho al nebeshef Hashem in l'man Hashem, is l'man cho miboyli, el l'man Avram shekor ha'odim. Is even Daniel, when he davened to Hashem, he said, v'schus Avram, that called you Odim. V'yamer Rav Yechanan, Bishum Abshim Ben Yechoy, Minayin Shein Meratzim Loi Liyodon Bishav Kafli. The same Gemara we had before, just a modern Wadi Gemara repeats it again. So I think the Tzlach says it's another man the Yomra. It's here to Rabbi Yechim Shum Abshim Ben Yechoy, and we're saying over now all his memories. Before it's a different man the Yomra said it, he says also, the same Gemara, you shouldn't be Meratzim, don't go to somebody when he's still angry at you, wait till he calms down first. Shinem Apona Yelcha Bechnesh Lecho. Hashem said, told Moshe, wait till my kaf goes away, and then I'll talk with you. But the shas, the person kaf for you, don't go to revise him then. You're just wasting your time. The Yom Rav Yeshua, Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechoy, Miyoyim Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esalomoy, Loihoye Odom Shehoide LaKadosh Baruch Hu. If nobody went to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tevis that Hashem did to us. Ad Shebor So Leia, until Leia was the first one. She was Moides HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar HaPam Oides Hashem. As it came to the fourth child Yehuda, she just said HaPam Oides Hashem. The first three children she had, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, she called them for reasons. She had reasons why she named them. When it came to Yehuda, she had no reason, just Yehuda. She wanted to give Shvach Vaidor back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she was the first one to give her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrashi HaPam Oides Hashem V'Yishiros HaBruch HaKadosh Yaakov, my name was Shvatim, that they could have 12 Shvatim. The Loi Arba Noshim, and Yaakov has four wives. The key when she owed the Ben Revi, as soon as Leah had the fourth child, Hoydis al Chelko Sha'ola Yosim and Acheshbin and Magiyalo. That the three Acheshbin, there are four Noshim, there should be 12 children, each one should have only three. When she had the fourth one, she had more than the other ones, so right away she gave her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Vaisat is the Shvach, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give back Chaydoah thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nemesim, I mean, the Maral, when he talks about Nagoda, Gvuras, when he talks about the Gvuras Hashem, he talks about the Indian of the Pesach B'nai Seder, and really the Pesach says, Mi'el Amal Gvuras Hashem. We're not the ones to give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because who are we to make it Hashem? That's the crash really. How do we have a whole Seder by night, Pesach by night, to give Shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Who are we to give Shvach to Hashem? So the Torah says in the union of Hoidor, we ask always what we do to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah Shvach, the Torah thanks. A Hoidor passed, no matter who you are, you give Hoidor thanks back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says like the whole Pesach by night, the whole Seder Dikur is not so much our Shvachim, but our giving Hoidor. You're like thanking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Torah that he did to us. So no matter how small we are, you can always give thanks. This was the meter that Leah started. Zinyan, if you get things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lavdav, you have to give him Shemach back, so Zinyan just don't push it. Give Hoido, give a thank you back. Ruvein, the Gemara. And what? Omer Ablazah. Omer Leah. Ru'u ma ben v'ni leben chomi. It's in the word Ruvein, we'll soon see the Gemara comes out that Shemos means something. A person has a name, from his name it affects him. He does things because of the name. So Reuven, what's the mile of Reuven? Omer Ablozom, Omer Leah, Ru ma ben veni le ben chomi. The difference between my Ruvain and ben chomi means Esav Rosha. Dilo ben chomi by Esav. Afagav de mi daite zav de le bechirosoim. His Esav sold the bechor from his own das to Yaakov Avinu. Tilsev ayim chores bechiros le Yaakov. He sold it to Yaakov. Still chozi mak tibbe at the end when he realized it. His pshat was the beginning. Esav was a big threatener. And he was hungry, and he wanted to eat something. So his kedayis came to sell the bechor was to get the chowin teeth. But later on, after he got finished eating, he realized what he did. It says, "Vayishter meister v'Yakov." He mamish hated Yaakov the fact that he sold him the bechor. He was angry at him. Oksev vayomer chikora shema Yaakov Yakvein is epamayim. Hey, you tricked me for two times. Remember, Rashi was telling us a shmuz about Esav Rosha. Says Esav Rosha really some of Rosh learned he was a kisul tzaddik. Like he was Mekan Kibra Vein. And then the pshat was his kop, he had tremendous machshavis, because his bal taive was too great. He couldn't control himself. When it came to eating or to do anything for taive, he couldn't control himself. That's why he came to eating, he was a big bal taive with kedai to sell the bechorim. But afterwards he realized he did something wrong, he was angry at Yaakov, and he had tainas on him. So the Farshim say that Esav died, they chopped off his head, and his head fell into Martha Machpelah. But some say that really his kop was a good kop, like he meant well. Just that his body had too much control over him, he couldn't control the tiger. But so Bishas Meister, when it came to food, he sold the Bechorah. But yesterday he had Charota. The Yitzhak was Esav. He had Tainas to Yaakov. And Mepharshim, the Pasuk said that he wanted to kill Yaakov because of that. Vilu B'ni, Mashen came by Ruvain, Af Agav Da'akoka Shok L'Yosef L'Chirosoi, even though that Yaakov gave the Bechorah away from Ruvain. He gave it to Yosef. Still, Reuven didn't have any kinna connected Yosef. Reuven was the one that gave Esav, let's go and save Yosef. That's the midah of Reuven. Reuven ruled to see how good my son is going to be. Even though he had a reason to be Makana Esav, still he... Yeah. Good. Yatzleim Miyodim. The Yisra'ishma Ruvain Yatzleim Miyodim, it says. Trashi. Ru Mad Ben Benila Ben Chomi. Al Shema Osid, because of the Osid, Koro Shemoi. He called his name. To the Armin Lekamon. Shemoi Gorim, like we'll soon see, a name is Gorim. Because of your name, things could happen. That's what Leah like gave this name, Ruvain. Ru, how good he is. Nacha name is Ruth. But the more my Ruth, what's up? His name was Ruth. Amar Rab Yechnin Sher Zochta V'yot V'menu David Sher Yu LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shirus Hashem Bochit. That she was zeicha to have David that made place to kill him. That's Ruth again, like Shirus is in Ruth. For tomorrow now, Minolam the Shmo Gorm, how do you know the shame of a person to have some shaykhs to you? It makes a difference. Omer Abelezem, Diomakro, Luchu Chazu Mipaloi Hashem, go look at like the Mapelus means the bed, the churban that Hashem made, Asher Som Shamoit, Boris. Because Vokal Poshid made the whole world Shamoit means destroyed. He destroyed the world. Not the world, the churban Abayit. So the Pazak Gemara, Al Tikri Shamus, don't mean lost in Shemom, he destroyed it. El Shemus means name. The Mashah is Mazda, it's not nice, like Bimiachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shamus, to say like he destroyed. It's not a nice thing. So would rather Dashin to say it means Shemus. That means that there's Ninya from Shemus. From here with Dashin, that the Shemus, the name, has some Kayach in a person. Right. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonim Yishrim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy. Koshe Taru Boisroa B'Tech Beisa Shalodom. Somebody has a bad child that gives them a lot of Taurus. We'll soon see what David had Avshalom. Is it worse off? Yosef and Mechemus Goygo Mogad. That's worse. You have biggest Taurus there than the Mechemus Goygo Mogad. But this is a lifetime Taurus. You have a bad child, give you life, he'll give you Taurus for the rest of your life. Shenema the Raya from David. It says, Mizmo the David, the Vorchon of the Avshalom Benoit. That when Avshalom and David ran away from the son. Uktiv Basri says after that, Hashem, Morabu Tzorai, Rabim Komamolai. Says like how much Tzorai, Morabu Tzorai, how many Tzorai I had from my son Avshalom. Vilu Gabi Mechemes Goygu Mogod, when David spoke about the Mechemes Goygu Mogod, Ktiv, Lo Morog Shu Goyim Lumen Yegurit, That's all. It's why they're going to be rich Jews. Other the Elo Marabu Tzara like this. David didn't say how much bear the Tzara will be for the Mechemes Doigel Mogin. So Poshi goes, that's going to be one time, there'll be Mechemes Doigel Mogin. That's it. Mashen came to your whole lifetime to have a Ben, Ra, that's worse. Because the Mara Kasha, Mizmola David, is this true? Mizmola David, Baruch Hu Neav Shalom Vinoi, said the Gemara, Mizmola David, a David sings. Akina David Mizboiler, he should have said David cried. Akina, his David had to run away from the son of Shalom. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Abishalom, Moshe Loma David Daima, what's the Moshe for this? Lo Adam Shiyaitzal of Shtarchoy. Someone got a sock tonight, the judge, you're going to have a Shtarchoy, it'll be bad for you. Is Kaidim Shapora before he paid off for your otis? He felt very, very bad. The Yaakah Shapori, after he paid off the Chayiv, whatever he had to do, after he got his Zaynish, it's Somach, he was happy. Is Afkan, the Afkan by David. Kivon Shom LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinani Mekim Olecha Ruah Mibesechom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, for your Zaynish, you're going to get that there's going to be bad Mibesechom. Is all your otis, David felt very, very bad. Omar Shem Revit, maybe one of my kids will become an Evit. Or Imamza, there'll be Imamza who. The Lechayis Alay, there's no Yichus. Or after them. So he felt that he have a terrible son. Now, Kivun the Chaz of Avshalom, now that he saw that Tzaros is only from Avshalom, of the Gefort, it's his son. Avshalom was still David's son. Samach. And that Moshe felt good. Therefore, David said a Mizmor. As Avi, it's your own son, and it was Miachas. After him, David felt good. And after the Kach, at the end, it says, even after Avshalom died, David cried out 7 times and said in the Pasuk, B'ni, B'ni, B'ni. The 7 times David cried, and there were tefillahs, that the 7 tefillahs took Avshalom out of 7 maduras to Gehenim and took him into Gan Eden. And that's what it meant that David, even though Avshalom wanted to kill him and was so bad to him all lifetime, still to his son, it means a lot to the father. So the father Avshalom was David's son, he felt good about it. And at the end, he was responsible for him. 7 tefillahs, he should go up from Gehenim into Gan Eden. So you do a nice affair of Chayin Shalevah to tell him. He used to go daven by Yad Avshalom. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a monument that Avshalom himself made, Yad Avshalom. He knew he has no kids, he made a monument. So Avshalom Chaim used to go daven there once a month. So to me, they ask him, when he goes to daven by Yad Avshalom, Avshalom was a big Rosh. He wants to kill his father, he took away the Malchus. He's a tremendous Rosh. What's up if you're going to daven by Avshalom? So Chaim says he had a tremendous hergish, that Avshalom was the son of David. The Emerson, he was the worst son possible, as we're saying here. It was come out worse than the Chemes Goygum Mogid. When he died though, David cried terrible for him, and he cried 7 tefillahs that he should go out of Gehenim. The pshat is, Gefort, the father has rachmanis on his son. No matter how bad the son is, or be he's your son, a father has rachmanis on him. So B'chaim had the head, just used to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're your son. So no matter how bad we are, you have to be good to us. You have to do good to us. Gefort, we're your son. So you have that head, just be our shalom. No matter how bad a son could be, if it still were a son, it was still a bonus like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here past Mizmor, David had a Mizmor. Gefort, he had a son. It wasn't the mams, it wasn't the nevis. Right, of Yom Rav Yechonim Yishim Rav Shem Ben Yechoy. Mutil is Goros Rishoyim Bolam Azeh. She allowed to start off with Rishoyim on this world, even though there's a Ksas Takona, maybe they'll beat you up, they'll go connected you, she allowed to start off with them. We'll soon see exactly what it means, how far. Shenem Marapasik says, Oizrei Torah Yehal L'Roshay, people that leave the Torah, they'll praise Rishoyim. Although the Shomrei Torah, people are Shomrei Shatorah, Yizgaru Bom. They'll fight back, they'll be Mizgaru, they'll start off with the Goyim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Yabdei Soib Yab Mosin Oimer, Mutil Yizgaru Rishoyim B'Olam Azir. You'll have to start off with Gif Techocha, like warn the Rishoyim, tell them, don't do the bad things. Shenemar, the same Pasuk, Oizrei Torah Yehal L'Roshay, people that leave the Torah will be Mahal L'Roshay. Of Faket, Tzadikim, Shomrei Torah Yizgaru Bom. So the more of Yim Lasha, what a person to think to himself. Last Akasha, Lord Siv, another Pasuk says, Al Tischa B'mrayim, don't be Mitzchaber, don't come close to bad people. Al Tzakana B'yosei Avla, don't be Mekana B'del learning, means don't start up with people who do bad. The Gemara Emeloi tell him, Mishaloi Nibai Naikfai, somebody has a bad heart, that means he feels guilty himself, Oimer Kain. And the real Ishanah's last puzzle is like this. Al Tischa B'mrayim means Liyos K'mrayim. Don't be close with them to learn from their bad mices, to be like them.
Atakana b'yaisa avla, liyas k'yaisa avla. That's all it means. Don't go after them, atana taiv, to say, oh, how nice they are, and start doing like them. But punk like that. Mutl is gerasl sunti mitzvedei shemayim. If you're showing do bad things, you'll have to start up with them and give them service. Like, let people know they're doing bad. It's not nice to do. V'yayim, the Pasuk says, al yikana libcho b'chatoyim. He and b'yirat Hashem kol ayayim. Don't go after bad people. Learn from them, but go after yirat Hashem. But we're allowed to be mezgar with Roshoyim. So the Gemara, Eini, v'amir av Yitzchok, Imroyis Rosh, if you see a Rosh, Shashom et Chekasloi, he puts now, has a good mazel, everything is going his way, out his garboy, don't put up with him. Shenema, Yachilu, Drucha, v'cholei. Like, hold yourself back at all times. But certain times, hold yourself back, be afraid of them. V'lo yoy, elisha zoycha v'din, sometimes the Roshoyim will win, it's not adin. Shenema, morim, mishmatecha, minegdoi. At the Mishpah, we turned around to negate you. Because there's a mazel, and I'm old, we'll show him how the mazel now. He'll see all your tzaras. He'll like blow at all his tzaras. Hey, so Rishayim will blow at us. So, who is the Tzaras? The Gemara Lakasha. As meal the day, some that rush his own business for no reason, you shouldn't start up with him. You start up with him, maybe you'll get it back. But meal the Shemayim means where Rishayim are doing bad things. And you want to bring this girl like to make a protest and start up with them to tell people that they're doing wrong. The Shem Shemayim, that's you're allowed to do. The middle of the Shemayim, you're allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, no, could be Hobo or the middle of the Shemayim. Both Sukkim are talking about starting up with them to give them Techocha B'nei Shemayim, of Mitzvah. Flekasha. Hobo Rishoy Shashom Techeket Loid, Hobo Rishoy Shem Hashom Techeket Loid. Hey, there's such an Indian from a Mazel. That certain times you see a Rosh Hashanah has a good time going now, then you have to stay away from him. I feel to give him the chokha, to try and protest, don't do it now. If he has a good mazel now, they'll win over you. But Shankin, other times where he doesn't have a special good mazel, then you smut the team of Garaboy. The boy you say, Nakatera says, Hob, Rosh Hashanah, Shasomachakasloy. No, it could be both Sukkim is, even though he has now a good mazel. Olay Kasha. Hob it's Tzadik Gomer. If you are a Tzadik Gomer, then you have nothing to be afraid about. He'll never beat you. The Rishoyim, you could be Mizgar over them. Hob it's Tzadik Shena Gomer. Yomer Rav Huna. My Dichtiv, what does the Pasuk say? Lomo Tabit Boidim. Why do we see the bad people? Tachrish, we have to keep quiet. Bebola Rosho Tzadik Menu. That sometimes a Rosh could swallow up a Tzadik. So you see, sometimes the Rishoyim have a Kleach to win over Tzadikim. Is it true that a Russia could like bolei a swallow up a tzaddik? I will see another pasuk says Hashem lo yazvenu biyodai. Hashem won't leave a tzaddik alone. Oksev lo yunu a tzaddik alone. Nothing bad will happen to a tzaddik. The chur of Siv and Sukkim. Here it says the bola rosh memenu rosh a tzaddik. A Russia will swallow up a tzaddik. And the other pasuk says lo yunu a tzaddik alone. Ella terrible like we just said. Ella. Tzadik mimenu boleya means tzadik gomer ain't a boleya. Means he won't be boleya tzadik gomer. But a tzadik mimenu just means you're a bigger tzadik than a Russian. But you're not a tzadik gomer, he will be boleya. But a tzadik gomer ain't a boleya. So that's the terrorist, like I said. By a tzadik gomer, there's none to worry about from Mishoim. They can't beat him. But a tzadik is not a, that's not a, that's a tzadik is not a gomer, then he has to watch out the shots they have them out of. The boy is saying, Shom asacheket loishani. No, all these psukim that says loyuna tzaddik, loyuna le tzaddik koloin, that nothing bad will happen to tzaddik, that's numala time. But there is such a midah of a mazel that when Rishoyim have the mazel, now things are going good for them. Even a tzaddik almost could get bad from them. When it says even shenitma rishus lemashchis ain't a mazchim mitzaddik l'rosha. Hey, sometimes the rosha has his koyach; he has the right to be governor now. Then even the tzaddik governor has to watch out for him. The Yom Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy Kol HaKaveya Mokam L'Tfilosai. That's our Gersa on the side. Some have the Gersa L'Tarosai. And even when you learn Turkish, also to be Kaveya, one Mokam we have to learn. And the Pshat is, like we said before, that's meaning of having more Kavana. If you have one place where you always daven, you always learn, you're used to that place, you could learn and daven much better there. Is Oivav Noiflam Tachtav. All your enemies will fall down from you. Shenema V'Samti Mokam Lamil Yisrael L'Tativ Bishachin tachtas, and they'll go like the goyim. They'll have to be under us. La'ir gezoit won't be afraid of them. La'yisifu b'nei avlo la'noisai, and Rishayim won't give us a painting. Won't give us service anymore. Kashev Rishayim. Ra'afuna ram iksiv la'noisai iksiv lechloisai. No mitzvetchila la'noisai. Beginning goyim, some want to give us little service.
Once they thought that kavanah is to wipe us out the gamri, but it's who's there that you kavei a mokum litzvilosoi or mokum litzarosoi, you'll have a schus, nothing will happen to you. Alright, stop here.
You're holding up Zainam Abbez on the bottom of two dots. The Yom Rab Yerchna Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. That Gedoyle Shemush Shatora Yoise Milimuda. Yoise Milimuda. It's more important, like the Mishamash a Talmud Chochem, than learning from a Talmud Chochem. Shenema, right from the Posek, Toy Elisha Ben Shofat, Asha Yotzak Mayim Maidei Eliyahu. It says the Maile of Elisha was, he was Yotzak Mayim Maidei Eliyahu. Versus Limod Leinemar El Yotzik. Doesn't say that Elisha learned from Elio. He was a Talmud Muvet. Lechaz Asher Yotzak, he was Meshamashim. Melamed Shegedoyla Shimusha Yoysel Limuda. That's a Choshev Azach to be Meshamash a Talmud Chochem than just to learn from a Talmud Chochem. And they say the Pshat is that by Shimush, you see exactly how he passed his maskonis from the Sugya. That's called through Shimush. By shaking learning, you hear a havamina maskona, you don't know when you get close to the maskona. So more from Mishamashim to see the way he acts as Maisim, he does, that's Gedoyla. Omer Rav Yitzchok Rav Nachman, my time lo yossi ma le bei kenishta. Hey, Rav Yitzchok, yes, Rav Nachman, how come you didn't come to shul? Omer Litzlui, how come you didn't come to daven b'minyin? Omer Le lo yichulni, he says I couldn't. So Rashi learns lo yichulni, less Rashi, Rashi tosh koichi, means he was weak. He was weak, that's a hetter not to come to shul. If it's too much tircha, you know, you have a hetter not to come to daven. Since the Sante Mishnah brings down, who had din if you have a hefted moment? It depends, if you have a business deal, it depends like this. If it's a question of losing out money, then you also have a hetter not to daven the minyan, to daven the yechidus, not to lose money. But if it's only a shal of havocha, of gaining money, then you have no hetter. Hey, that's the Gemara before said, Yiftach Hashem, you should have been, but to have B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come to Davin rather than doing the business, that's with the Shalom HaVocho, of Stam gaining. But if it's a question of losing money, then you're allowed to miss Minyan for that. So Amalei Le'ichilni says, hey, I'm Tosh Koich, I'm very weak, I couldn't go to Davin the Minyan. Amalei, L'chanspe L'mara Asar V'litzli, how come you didn't bring 10 people to your house? Good, you couldn't go to shul. Let a Minyan come to your house. It was a big tircha for me. And the big tircha you don't have to do. Some agurish, it means it was a tircha de tzibure. It means a tircha on the tzibur to come. So you have no chia to matriya the tzibur to come to you. So the Gemara never shalom, v'leimu leimar, how come you, Rav Nachman, how come you didn't tell the shluche de tzibure, be'idna de matli tzibure, leitiv ladiyah? Like you should have told the shamash shul, that when the tzibur starts davening, they daven 9 o'clock, they should tell you, now the davening shakras and mincha, and at that time you should daven at your house. Ladiyah lama, they should tell you exactly when the davening is shul. So Nachman asked him, Amalei, my kulahai, my naftimina, when the davening is shul, but I'm at home. My naftimina, when the davening is shul. Amalei, answer the back name, the Yom Rabbi Yechim Shem Hashem Ben Yechoy. My dechsiv, what does it say in the post?